You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Everything feels better when you get a Twins win, doesn't it? A sweep of Atlanta. You listen to it right here on CCO. Good to have you with us. It's Jason. I mean, it's good to have you with us. I don't like waiting. I got too much to talk about. You heard Laura's news update, and Laura's giving you like rapid fire headlines there. Derek Chauvin back in the news. For some reason, the world acting like we should give a rip what Elon Musk has to say about this conviction. While Laura was doing the news update, I did a quick Google. It makes no sense to me why conservatives have made Derek Chauvin the guy that they're going to go to battle for. Like, if you wanted to fight for those two officers who were like on their first month on the job, I totally get that. Right? We could have a reasonable conversation about that. But like, we're going to defend Derek Chauvin. Oh, man, that guy got a raw deal. All right. How about you look through every freaking murder conviction in the history of this state and find all the other people that got a raw deal? But interesting. We're going to be obsessed with the dude who is on George Floyd for 9 minutes, never even checked his pulse, never even checked he was okay. Just sat there. Great guy. Heck of a guy. Man, Chauvin, totally misunderstood. Like, for sure, there are things you could ask questions about, but like Elon Musk, I'm doing this Google. This is how dumb our news coverage is, right? Oh, Elon Musk posted on X that Derek Chauvin was unjustly convicted of murder. This post, Elon Musk is one of our country's most inspiring, most successful innovators. I mean, the guy is a genius. He's a genius. So, like, you think today Elon was like, you know what, I'm going to take a moment and review 3 weeks of testimony. Well, the facts show, according to Elon Musk. Why do we care what these outsiders, I don't think anybody actually cares what Elon Musk has to say. You only care about it if it lines up with what you already think. Man, are we pathetic, right? We are so desperate to find people that reinforce our either beliefs or what we want to believe. It's so frustrating. If you were on that jury and you spent 3 weeks listening to testimony. The whole process took, 6-7 weeks? You carefully considered this evidence. You took your responsibility very seriously. And here we are on August 19th, 2026, and Elon Musk, who apparently is probably just sitting around looking through court records, giving a very considered analysis of this. Like, who gives a rip? Do any of you give a rip what Elon Musk? Oh, Elon Musk, 651-461-9226. Who cares what Elon Musk has to say about Derek Chauvin? Derek Chauvin was unjustly convicted of murder, he posted. Therefore, he should be freed. The facts show that he was not the cause of death, nor did he at any time intend for a death to occur. Whatever else he may be, he is not a murderer. That is the truth. Like, just the absolute arrogance, misplaced confidence. Elon Musk could be a talk show host. Honestly, the full-throated conviction of his 100% ignorance sounds like noon to three to me. I mean, that's what it sounds like on this station. It sounds like that on a number of stations in town, to be honest. I don't know. I don't get it. And then you Google it and it's reported like it's significant. Elon Musk calls for the freeing of Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. He did. Did he intend to kill him? I don't think so. Was he convicted of intending to kill him? No, he wasn't. That wasn't the crime. We have a theme in some of the stories we're watching today of the battle for the lost cause. The battle for Derek Chauvin is a lost cause. He was convicted. Also, he pled guilty in federal court. But, oh, poor Derek, like, give me a break. Again, I have empathy for the two officers who were there on their first week of the job. The fact that those guys were convicted, I think you can have a reasonable conversation about that. Also, they've served their time. Is it time to move on? I think so. Texters. Elon Musk got what he wanted by that post, which is all of you talking about him. Is it? I think that's the obvious take, right? Like, Elon just wants attention. You're giving him attention. I don't know. I don't get that vibe from Elon Musk. I get the vibe that he really thinks that he is a significant and important voice on all matters. And he thinks that people should say, like, well, you know what? You're right, Elon. And action should come from it. I disagree that he's a genius. Come on. I mean, outside of nerd crap and being the most embarrassing person alive, he doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground. I mean, that's an impressive text, and you also could be a talk show host with the full. Elon Musk is a genius. Be serious. SpaceX. Tesla, genius. He's, I believe, by market cap, the richest person in the world. Now, just being rich doesn't make you a genius. But look at what he's done. I think what happens, though, sometimes when you're really good at some things, you believe that you're good at all things. And you're surrounded by people who enable that nonsense. I'm mostly just good at saying words. Like, that's what I'm good at. Am I good? And frankly, like, how good am I? Questionable. Highly questionable. Lots of texts on this. Jason, you will be depressed, says Bill, when the Derek Chauvin verdict gets overturned. I will tell you that I have no emotional attachment to what the court system should decide. I am disturbed at how many of you are willing to throw out a conviction, throw out months of discovery, weeks of a trial of which I watched every second of, despite all of the ding-dongs who have shown up and they're like, Jason, what about the autopsy? My God, What if they thought about that? Thank you, Twitter user. Man, I wish Chauvin, Dan, I wish Derek Chauvin had a defense attorney, you know?
Somebody that would have looked into these things and maybe brought them up at trial.
No one even thought to bring up the autopsy. What? They should have had the coroner on the stand. Oh, wait. Just so.
Also, by the way, the state conviction, didn't get an overturned, folks.
No.
Even if the rightiest of righties want to try and overturn his federal conviction, that state conviction is not going anywhere. Sorry.
The current claim, and look, Derek Chauvin has nothing else to do but launch appeals, and this is America. He should. Why not? Attorneys want to file it? Fine. But right now, he is filing a petition to throw out his state murder conviction. They want him to pause his appeal. And now his claim is that the original charges were unlawfully brought. He had another. I mean, it's just appeal after appeal after appeal. This is his third petition for this. And fine, like, you know, they're saying the fact that the governor assigned the case to the attorney general, which incidentally, you can be real mad that he assigned the case to Keith Ellison, but you're real happy when he assigned that Brooklyn Park murder case when he took it from Mary Moriarty, and that was assigned to the state. It's just very interesting how people, of all the people to go to battle for over all these years, I get it that you're mad that police officers were villainized. I'm mad that Derek Chauvin didn't at any point during the 9 minutes take a look to see if George Floyd was okay. At if he had looked once, one pulse, one, hey, George, you still with us? I bet he's not convicted. He didn't. He was convicted. I've said before that there are things that people need to get over. File this in that category. Why? You're devoting so much of your life to worrying about Derek Chauvin. Find a new hobby. We're going to break. Tracy Perlman's going to join us in a minute. We'll talk State Fair. We've got some other nonsense to talk about with Tracy, including I don't know. What are we going to talk about with Tracy? She didn't want to talk about what I wanted to talk about. Maybe we'll talk about that. How about news anchors throwing a temper? That's a story going viral on the internet right now. We'll talk about that with Tracy in just a minute. All right, that is the Tracy Perlman theme song. Tracy is with us. She's on the phone today. She joins us every Wednesday. Tracy, before we get started, can I read some of the text responses from last segment?
Please.
It's really good.
Please. I know. I love coming after these hot topics.
Sorry.
Get people fired up, and then I'll come in with something completely irrelevant.
Texter, I take what a genius like Elon says way more than an AM radio host's opinion, which is just so idiotic. Like, yes.
But have you launched a Tesla into space?
No.
I don't know.
No. Has he? I mean, not a Tesla, but yes, the SpaceX rocket.
Wasn't it a Tesla?
He did launch a Tesla.
Tesla.
Well,
moon man.
Quote unquote space. I mean, it was like that, like barely space, you know.
I don't have an extra Tesla to send into
That's
space.
Fair. That's fair. I would say I did watch every minute of the trial of Derek Chauvin. I do think
I remember.
That should count for some level of expertise, but sure, yeah, you should trust Elon more than me. You don't get it, Jason. If you said this, nobody would care because nobody probably knows you outside of Minnesota. Elon is known worldwide. I think you're just jealous. That's possible. My reaction to this may be based in sheer jealousy of Elon Musk. Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. Can't rule it out. Can't rule it out. And finally, why do you have to be so loud, Jason?
Could you stop yelling at me?
Tracy, that's fair feedback.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't actually control the level of the volume that goes out into the ether. That's more of a, that's sort of a Dan issue, I would say. Dan, why do I have to be so loud?
Well, it's a me issue until you're talking like, and then you start talking like that. I mean, that's a little bit different.
Doesn't it just all go out at the same
level?
No,
it really doesn't. That's not
that. I thought that would, like at the TV station where there's like the thing that jacks up the volume of the commercials. No?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have this room full of equipment. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what this equipment is doing. I project is what you're alleging.
You're just a pretty face on the radio.
All right. I want to ask you about news anchors and temper tantrums because there's a video that's been going viral about this Detroit news anchor. And this was like part of a lawsuit, so it wasn't exactly leaked. But it was,
no, this is
like,
out.
She's suing the station for some, I don't know the whole backstory. I don't really care, but the, which is the beauty of my job. I can just say that I don't really care. What I'm curious about, in this anchor, like was arguing with an executive producer. I didn't even think it was that fired up because in newsrooms, there's profanity. There's passion, there's anger, but I think that's true in most workplaces, right? Have you ever been on the receiving end of like a temper or like a yelling fest at work?
Not at my new current job, but in the newsroom.
Not at your job.
We were in, I just haven't been in long enough. I got into screaming matches. Well, Mike, Max, and I were once yelling at each other, not like a you're an idiot, I'm an idiot, but like we couldn't agree on some decisions that needed to be made. And we were really screaming at each other. And one of the photographers had to come back and be like, are you guys going to start throwing fists? and I do think people do get fired up in a newsroom. I also think that there's such a heaviness of the topics that are covered that there's a lot of off-putting jokes and off-colored jokes.
Yeah, for sure.
The culture is very different than a normal workplace culture. And so, yeah, there were absolutely arguments. And, you know, we would always hear stuff back in the edit bays, people getting mad and frustrated about things. You'd hear somebody on the phone at their desk getting mad and getting yelled at by somebody and hanging up the phone. And, It just doesn't surprise me. I'm actually more surprised that more stuff isn't caught on camera, especially with how much newsrooms are constantly on camera, whether it's a live streaming show or a rehearsal. I mean, remember when we would have rehearsals for the newscast because we wanted to make sure that we had things coded correctly for video and microphones and cameras. And so we would have rehearsals and people would make a joke about something or they would misspeak and have to correct themselves and like how that stuff didn't end up.
Oh gosh. And like, I will say like, I'm not one to have a temper. Like I think in my almost 20 years at Channel 4, I think maybe twice I snapped at someone. Like I was pretty, you can deny this if I'm lying, but
You did not ever snap at me. I don't remember hearing you. I would call you out on it because that's more fun.
It would be more fun, yes.
I don't remember that.
But I, for sure, I did not care for rehearsing the news, as one might expect.
No.
It felt like a ridiculous use of our time to sit there for a half hour and pretend to read the news. So I would read the news the way I would talk about the news today as a talk show host. And it was highly inappropriate. And
do you remember me calling you and Jamie Ukis out?
I do.
For a noon show?
Yes. Yes, I do remember that.
Yes.
And you were correct.
And Jamie, you both apologized.
Right, because you were right. You were right. We were not taking it seriously. Because... Well, would you want to rehearse your job? Like, go sit there for a half hour?
No,
it was annoying.
But the point of it was the rehearsal wasn't just for you guys.
That's
it was for the technical crew that wanted to make sure that things were correct.
We need to relitigate this, Tracy. No,
yes, we do.
But the I mean...
And I want to hear your thoughts on Derek Chauvin. Yeah, no, I...
But the truth is, there was a lot of recorded nonsense that people could have thrown others under the bus.
100%. Yeah. Or when people, a lot of times reporters are waiting for 20, 30 minutes. They're dialed in.
Yeah.
They're ready to go. We can hear them. Their microphone is open, especially in the control room. You can easily record that. And maybe they're having a chat with somebody who walks up to them on the street, or they're chatting with their photographer, forgetting that the camera's on, the microphone's hot, and I can hear everything you're saying about
me. Did you ever hear any juicy gossip, some hot goss,
I had heard someone's wife was pregnant before they were sharing it publicly because they were chatting with their spouse on the phone.
That's pretty good.
And the mic was hot. One time I thought somebody left their mic open when they went to the bathroom. It turns out they were just rinsing out their coffee cup. That was gross.
Yeah. The microphone in the bathroom, that was, not good.
I had somebody order food during a commercial break of a 10 o'clock newscast and then put their phone down, like literally in the middle of ordering Chinese food, put their phone down, pitch to a package, and then pick their phone back up and complete the order.
Wow. That's impressive,
that
actually.
No longer working in TV. Yeah, it was that was a good one.
Tracy, we got a break. Let's break.
Yeah. Okay.
You hang around. Think of a couple more good ones.
Okay.
Who had the biggest temper? Oh, can we spill the gossip on that? I'll have to think of my answer, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Tracy Pearlman with us. We've been talking about news anchors gone wild. The video that's going viral of this Detroit TV anchor, who to me, she called a coworker the B word and then she said the F word. Oh, no, she also said Jizo Pete, which.
Oh, gosh. Oh, jeez.
I mean, how bad can this woman be, right? Like, how much of a monster can you be if you've had a fight with a coworker who the coworker storms out and you're like, geez, oh, Pete. Like, I just think, that doesn't qualify as you're an at-work monster.
No, somebody doesn't like them. I can think of much worse things to say. And
I was trying to think about who had the biggest temper that I worked with.
I honestly, maybe it was some
photographers. No,
am I the problem? Yeah, there were definitely some photographers with short fuses.
Yeah,
but
which
I
understandable.
Can't.
You had to sit in the car with TV reporters and anchors all day. You'd be ready to pull your hair out too.
Oof. Yeah, I can't think of any.
Yeah.
I always wish I had a fun, juicy story about how terrible Frank and Amelia were, but
me
I'm
too. They're not.
Oh, I like them. They're not.
It's sort of disappointing.
And Schaefer gives great hugs.
I know. Blois Olson was trying to stir up trouble on the internet, asking Liz Collin if I had a big temper, and I don't recall Liz having a temper. I don't know.
No.
Delightful coworker.
No, you guys.
I know she's mad at the media now. Fine, that's fine. Do your thing. But she was awesome to work with.
No, I think you guys have. You're both very intelligent, quick-witted. So it was
a little
never,
biting with the sarcasm there, could happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So if there that I mean, if there was a funny, if there was a quick comeback to something, sometimes it would be that was a little sharp of a response. okay, zing.
we both played with knives, so it was, every once in a while it was too sharp. Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
I don't have a big dramatic story either. It's sort of disappointing.
I know. Should we just say it's Heather Brown?
Heather Brown.
Fine, we'll admit it.
Honestly, she gives that Nora O'Donnell, Ivy League, polished vibe.
I'm disappointed in you.
That was.
I can't even be bothered to yell at you because
I'm
so disappointed.
You got the mom, really let me down there. Yeah, that is.
And she just walk away quietly to do the 50 other things she needs to take care of.
Parents right now are dealing with back to school shopping. Back to school shopping today, Tracy, is so different from how it was when we were going back to school, because I feel like it was fun. And even with my kids, I remember it being fun. Like, oh, pick out a whatever, pick out. For me, it was a Trapper Keeper as a kid.
So we weren't allowed to have Trapper Keepers.
Yeah. Your generation.
It was literally, I know.
It wasn't.
We ruined it.
It was the teachers. The teachers became such whiners, Tracy. Like, oh, no, the Velcro is so distracting. Like, come on.
Do you think you just lose assignments in them? There were so many pockets.
Yeah. It was, especially in middle school, that Trapper Keeper was very useful to cover up certain things that happen as a boy when you're in middle school age.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
what it was there for.
Noted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't quite understand what was happening, but things were happening at that age. That's
what health class is for. I loved back to school shopping. I liked having my different notebooks for different classes, and I love all of that. It is very expensive these days. It is shockingly expensive.
Is it? It's just the technology and the clothing and all that stuff, right? Like, you still can get, like, you know, spiral notebooks for 19 cents a notebook, right?
Yeah, but I think there's this new, like, added pressure. Like, I need the Pokemon one, or I need the fancy whatevers. And I know some schools, I think Minneapolis schools does the, like, you paid whatever the set price is, and then everybody gets it. But
I like it, but it's sort of sad, you know? Where's the fun?
Yeah.
Where's the fun?
You gotta... Well, happy shopping, everybody.
That's right. That's right. Tracy?
Let me know if you have any good anchor stories.
All right. Yeah, who do you think has the biggest temper? Thanks, Tracy. Continental Diamond Time Check 458. Time to get to ContinentalDiamond.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get to Mike Lindell spending $825,000 to do a recount of an election he lost by 45,000 votes. I'd like you to text in other ways that Mike Lindell could have lit $825,000 on fire. Text those in at 651-461-9226. We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. But first, I want to get to Minnesota as the center of the outdoor universe. It's not as crazy as it sounds. And in fact, over the next couple of days, there are hundreds of outdoor gear brands, outdoor retailers in town for this industry conference called Outdoor Retailer. And normally, like, I'm not all that geeked up about an industry conference, right? Who's tingling over an industry conference? Nobody. But the idea of Minnesota figuring out, all right, like, yeah, we know we've got the Boundary Waters, we've got all of our lakes, but there is an interest in how do we make this state a mecca, maybe not quite like, you know, the Pacific Northwest, but our own thing. So to talk about that, I want to bring in two experts. Both are working on this for Minnesota, both part of this outdoor retailer conference going on in Minnesota, Travis Tufte and Stephen Reginald, both with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Excellent. Stephen, let's start with you. Does Minnesota have a legitimate claim to this sort of mantle, if you will, of being the center of this?
Yeah, over the last year, we assembled this Minnesota Outdoor Business Alliance and really pulled together this force that is the outdoor gear industry in this state, which is a $13 billion industry, kind of a sleeper, but bigger than you think. And then the ethos of this state and the access to the outdoor environment makes it just kind of a perfect fit for this trade show.
Travis, you're part of this new group that's been founded here in Minnesota to talk about this idea. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I actually am tingling for a trade show, Jason.
It takes all types, Travis. I don't know.
I'm standing. I'm actually roaming around our Minnesota pavilion right now, where Stephen mentioned we collected 27 of our friends across the state and varying layers of the outdoor industry. So we have, you know, gear manufacturers from touching almost every corner. And our organization was brought forth to pull a unified voice for all of those brands. So we, you know, when I talk to my counterparts in other states, they have some business industry background, but we have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to companies who have been manufacturing gear, working in, you know, in guiding and any other phases of the industry, tech companies, companies.
Give us some examples, Travis, because your alliance is called the Minnesota State Outdoor Business Alliance. And I think we sort of vaguely, you're like, okay, I know we've got, you know, well, what are the companies that you're representing?
So I'm walking by a Surly Moonlander, which is a QBP, Quality Bicycle Products bike, a couple of wild bikes that are manufactured in Minneapolis, a space trailer manufactured right in Red Wing, a Winona canoe with a cute little dog mannequin with the stunt puppy life jacket. All of these companies are based here. Manufacturing here. Some of these companies have gone to 30 plus outdoor retailer shows, and we have come together as a shared collective to show. I mean, if you're coming tomorrow, Jason, we want you to walk in the door, take a look to your left, and see the prowess of our industry. You know, a lot of these companies have been around for a long time, but a lot of companies are still popping up. So we have the legacy brands like Red Wing Shoes in our steed. Winona Canoe, like I mentioned, Sanborn Canoe, Winnebago, Chad Reese, one of our board members.
Yeah.
And all the way back to Svensaw, how did Linnea phrase this before, Stephen? It's the oldest and the first foldable, or the finest and the first foldable saw for all of the adventures of the Boundary Waters. So,
Stephen, when
everybody's kind of coming together.
And I know, Stephen, you've been like an adventurous and outdoor guy for years on the internet before it was maybe as cool as it is now. What when you look at the potential for Minnesota, what is it? How does that picture look for you?
I think some of the sleeper experiences are like mountain biking in this state. It's actually world class, and you can even just go over to Theo Worth Park, and there's 15 miles of single track trail that is you know, anybody that at any level can bike there.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
There are kind of those urban outdoor accessible opportunities, and then obviously Lake Superior Boundary Waters at all kind of the big wilderness experiences. So it's sort of the full package.
Travis, when you look at the future of Minnesota, the article that Allie Kaplan at the Minnesota Star Tribune did the other day talked about sort of the difference between like the hardcore outdoor mountain climber, rock climber, that sort of bit, and the recreation outdoor person that's maybe they're looking at it from a more fun perspective. Is that what you see as the Minnesota opportunity? Obviously, we don't have mountains. So I feel like
we have one mountain.
What, Spirit Mountain? Is that which one?
I air quoted when I said that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, there's a tall hill in St. Paul where the witch's water tower is on top. But there is a casual love of the outdoors that I think residents, maybe we take for granted how cool it is, you know?
We absolutely do. I mean, like I said, when you start thinking of, you know, people don't necessarily look at maybe, well, I certainly do. Stephen does. Stephen decided to start his company here for a reason, at the Minnesota Star Tribune, if I might add. These companies, all the reason that they have forged their companies here because they are outdoor recreation enthusiasts themselves. I mean, every single one of these people are adventurers, but they're also making products that help people intro to, you know, to adventuring and meet anybody where they're at. So the opportunity is vast. I mean, you think of some of the heritage brands like, Red Wing Shoes, Frost River.
Yeah.
And those, you know, a portion of their business is geared toward heritage or lifestyle consumers. But a good chunk of those, most everybody has the enthusiast faction and then also the, you know, the more approachable recreation faction. The opportunity here for us is kind of collecting everyone under one roof and helping not just our state, but helping the country, who's descending on our crown jewel of urban adventuring in Minneapolis this week, and showing them that, hey, we've all been here all along, actually.
Yeah.
And we're coming together to tell you what we're about.
Because you've got, obviously, like Dick's Sporting Goods, REI, some of the big outdoor retailers, but then pretty much, you know, anybody who wants to be discovered is there, and then you also have people who have been discovered. GoPro, Yeti, both discovered at this convention. So this is why there is some tingling, perhaps, Travis. This is maybe I'm being convinced.
Our just for a background, so Outdoor Business Alliances are we're one of 25 or 26 across the country. And one of the kind of the blueprint or model for this would be Maine Outdoor Brands, who's also here this week. We're kind of trying to be like them, but bringing, you know, all of these brands have their own footing in their respective industries. But I'll use a something that illustrates our purpose, which Gabe Heron, from one of the owners of Wintergreen Northernware up in Ely, said to me when we first started connecting and getting them involved, and they're here this week. He said, as long as everybody in Minnesota knows about us, we will be fine. We will have enough business. And so that's kind of our mission, is to make sure that everybody in the state of Minnesota knows that some people might not even know they're here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They might use these products, but they don't realize that they're actually manufactured right here in Minnesota.
A lot of money to be made, could be a really cool thing for the state. And certainly the fact that we have all these people from all over the country here as part of the outdoor.
It's a big deal, man.
It's pretty
big
good.
Deal.
Going on the next
Steven's
couple
been
days.
To about 65 outdoor retailers. Is that right, Steven?
Yeah, pretty much last 20 years every show. So it's amazing. Amazing to see it come to my home turf here.
And Stephen, the goal is for this thing to be a perhaps a permanent home here, or at least for a long stretch, which would be a big deal, right?
Yeah, the show organizers love Minneapolis. They've received a huge welcome, and the next couple of days will be proof that this is hopefully the permanent home for this show. I also want to add, you know, we don't toot our horns in this state, but we produce, you know, Jesse Diggins and Lindsey Vonn and Will Steger and Lonnie Dupree and all these National Geographic explorers and Olympians. And this is a true hardcore outdoor state. And we got to really kind of stand up and straighten our backs and admit that.
Really good. Stephen Reginald, Travis Tufte, talking about the outdoor retailer opportunity, really, for Minnesota, and we love talking about that on the show. Thank you both so much.
Thanks so much, Jason. We'll see you tomorrow.
Pretty cool. Good stuff. They're really trying to get me to go to the outdoor. When you think great outdoorsmen, honestly, where am I on the Mount Rushmore? Would you say we heard about some of the Minnesota, the true icons?
You know where that observation post is about a mile and a half away from Mount Rushmore? How's
that? I'm an outdoor appreciator, put it that way. Drive time back in a minute. We will talk about Mike Lindell lighting money on fire. What else could he do equally dumb with $825,000? We'll talk about that in just a minute.
And today I'm announcing the largest privately funded recount audit in U.S. history. As you know, my primary race for Minnesota governor had major deviations and anomalies on election night. Well, we've now analyzed the election night reporting from the August 11th Minnesota governor's primary, and what we found demands answers.
Oh, I bet it does.
During that election, reported vote totals actually went backwards 55 different times across 25 of Minnesota's 87 counties.
Whoa.
In one county alone, the report identified six separate updates where the reported
they
vote totals went down.
Updated information as the night went on? Think
when
about
does,
that.
When does a vote total actually go backwards?
Yeah.
Well, you look at this. As vote totals...
I hope he can find 45,000 of those votes going backwards. Mike Lindell announcing today that he is going to privately finance, which do we think this means like the same way the Vikings privately financed their portion of U.S. Bank Stadium? Is he going to sell pillows to the tune of 800? Now, let me get the exact number because I reached out. And my question to you is, what could Mike Lindell do with $825,000 that would maybe be as effective and useful as this statewide recount effort? 651-461-9226. So I reached out to the Secretary of State's office and they said, well, you know, we're not going to comment because we would oversee a recount. But they said they have not received an official request yet. The official request, along with a bond, cash, or surety for the full estimated cost, must be received by Monday. The full estimated cost is $825,000. I'm sorry. Let me be more precise. $825,021.93. At a certain point, the 93 cents has to be the Secretary of State giving like the middle finger to Mike Lindell, right? Could we round up? It's $825,000. Who? Which county
is like? Well, the actual cost of recount is going to be $21.93.
Like, what are we? What's happening there? So, Mike Lindell, look, the law gives people the ability to pay for a recount, and the law does not prevent people from lighting their own money on fire. And so if Mike Lindell wants to do this and find 45,000 Republican primary votes. Now, Mike Lindell has to know he's not going to find enough votes to change the outcome of the election. What he has to be hoping for is that he will find some anomaly that he can hang on to and harp about it for the next 2 years. Because this is what these fraudsters and hucksters have turned our country into. Find one little irregularity, then say it over and over and over so often that people believe it. And then guess what comes next? The Mike Lindell Legal Defense Fund. And we just keep the grift going and going and going. I will tell you, when the history of the last 30 years is written, the work that Donald Trump, that Mike Lindell, that various other people in that sphere have done to undermine trust in our elections is going to be seen as outrageous, and it's going to take decades to correct. Now, there are things with our elections that trouble me that I think could be a little tighter, but most of the things that I think we should do with elections, frankly, it's stuff that just would make people feel better. It's not even real problems that would be fixed. It's sort of the potential of a problem. And that's what everybody sort of lives on in this sort of we can't trust anything about elections world. It's the potential, right? It's like these goofs who put on Muslim costumes and tried to prove how terrible the vouching system is. Now, do I think it's dumb that you can vouch for 8 people in one shot? Yes. I do think it's dumb. Why 8? Why not 2? So you could vouch for your husband and vouch for your 21-year-old kid, right? Like, why not 2? And there's no documented cases of like, oh, no. And I say that, and one of you is going to be like, well, one time there was this. And it's like, well, if you want to live on that one time, go at it. But it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
How about this? We know that the president has already been positioning himself such that if the Republicans lose in the midterms, he's going to cry foul and it's going to be election fraud.
Right.
So if you're Mike, are you playing 3D chess here and you do this audit? So you can show the president, look at me, I'm working on this stuff so that when the president tries to claim foul in November, he's going to call in Mike Lindell because Mike's the expert.
The
on
expert.
This thing.
And now Lindell's back in business.
How about that?
It's pretty smart. Mark on YouTube says voter ID is necessary. I'm in favor of voter ID only because it would make people like Mark stop whining about voter ID. Voter ID, I think, is a logical thing. It's a common sense thing. That's why I support it. I am not convinced that voter ID is going to make any sort of significant difference in any election that we've ever had. But I do think it will make people feel better and trust our elections more. And I think that in and of itself is worthwhile. Other ideas that Mike Lindell could use with this money. He could have made my pillows with President Trump's face on them. Another texter, Mike Lindell, take your $800,000, buy a house in some other state and move there. Another texter, Jason, Mike could have used that money to buy Chad a lifetime supply of ketchup. Yeah. Perfect. I think that's excellent. That's excellent. Perhaps, says another texter, Mike Lindell could repay all the creditors that he and President Trump have stiffed. Another texter says, whoever's collecting the money for the recount, make sure they get it up front. That is the Secretary of State's policy. Jason, I'm describing all the Democrats that hate Trump. I mean, there, one party does not have a corner of the market on stupid behavior in this country right now, no doubt. But, Jason, I disagree with you. I think we have numerous problems with Minnesota's election process. An example is our primary elections. You can only vote for one party. Well, that is not a problem with the election system. You don't like that parties have primary elections for their candidates. That's what a primary is. Now, you could say, I wish we had open primaries where you could vote for whoever. And in fact, in this election in Hennepin County, Ramsey County, you could vote for a county attorney, which is a nonpartisan office. If you're arguing that we should have all offices be nonpartisan and just have open primaries, I guess, like, I don't know. I don't think that would be a very popular system. Jason, you're just upset because he is using your shtick of over and over complaining, hoping someone will just give in and agree with you.
What's going on today with people who are like, well, you're just jealous. Well, you're just, he's doing your thing. Like, do we have a bunch of new listeners who are like, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Like, give it a couple weeks and I will criticize your favorite party and I will criticize the people you hate. And then maybe you could say, I don't know what Jason's going to say today because sometimes he's on my side and sometimes he's not. I will say I am always on the side of the people. I'm not on any party's side. I'm on the side of all of us. It's very confusing for people. Honestly, the show is confusing to people for other reasons, but that is one of them. In a minute, enough. Enough. What are you fed up with? I'm fed up with people blaming me. Why is everybody turning this around on me? You're just jealous of Elon Musk. Yeah, I wish I were a bazillionaire. Although, how many kids does that guy have? Not jealous of that. Oof. Enough. What have you had enough of? I want your minor irritations, your low-stakes arguments, the things that are grinding your gears and frosting your tips. Six tips, I said, just to be clear. 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know you're fed up about something. This segment has become so much fun. Because I love hearing your grievances, your petty annoyances. I don't know. Why does this give me joy? It's sort of screwed up.
Because it tells you you're not alone in grieving and being annoyed by petty things.
There are other shows that have done, like, tell us your things that make you happy. And we decided.
Boring.
Tell us what's driving you nuts. Enough at 651-461-9226. You can text in. You can call in. If you're nervous about calling, you're worried, like, I'm going to step on your joke, like I'm going to step on your touchdown call, you could use the Odyssey app right next to where you listen live to WCCO. You hit the microphone button, and you record a voice message and just send it in. Enough. Dan?
Yes.
I have had enough of opening up my Facebook app, looking at my Facebook feed, and having the first thing on my Facebook feed be adventures from Tennessee. Or...
And what's wrong with Tennessee?
A new restaurant that opened in Pittsburgh.
What do you got against Pittsburgh?
I don't live there.
But you might. Someday.
I
can't rule it out.
I don't want the algorithm every freaking day when I log in. And here's why it truly drives me nuts, because I see like some AI graphic and you're like, oh, did I not hear about this restaurant? where there will be a city name that's similar to a Minnesota city name.
So you're getting faked out by
it. Getting faked out by the algorithm.
That drives you nuts. I got that.
Plus, like, I need to know, like, what sort of, you know, cut and paste quote my Aunt Barb is putting up. I need the guilt trip from somebody saying, if you don't repost this, you hate people with cancer.
Andrew on YouTube says he's getting stuff from Winnipeg. At least you're getting stuff from the U.S.
That's true. I wondered if, like, my trip to Mexico City messed up.
Could have.
Mexed up.
But wouldn't you be getting stuff from Mexico City then? Wouldn't that make more sense? Pittsburgh?
For a while on TikTok, I was getting a lot of Mexico City content. That's fine. But, like, I'm getting random in, like, random small towns all over America. I do love America. I love small towns. It's not what I want. I've had enough. We've got at 651-461-9226. We go to our friend Jeff. Jeff, did you know last week we did get a texter who said they've had enough of you? I was offended. I was offended on your behalf.
Well, that's okay. You know, P.T. Barnum said that even bad press is better than none. So.
I mean, I live by that mantra, I think. So that's right.
You know, as casually as he laughed that off, it almost feels like, and I don't mean this in a negative way, Jeff, but this may be not the first time that you've heard that sort of thing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay, I'm just saying.
I mean, probably have heard something like that before.
I mean, we love you, man, but I'm just saying.
All right, you're up. Let's hear it. Lay it on me.
I have had enough of people at the drive-up teller at the bank, and they put their stuff in, then the drawer comes back out, and they take their stuff, and then they sit there and read it, number by number, letter by letter. Look, if you want to double-check your crap, good. Go around to the parking lot, look it over to your heart's content, but get the hell out of my way.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you,
that's fair.
There's plenty of parking, you know? I mean, the bank has plenty. You can go around. Yeah. Now, do you, whenever I go to the drive-up at the bank, which is not that often, I like to go in.
Of course you do.
I like to have a little chat. Do you think I like to go in because I like to have a chat or because I'm constantly wondering, hey, I wonder if someone's going to recognize me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's maybe it. But do you like the drawer or do you like the pneumatic tube where you stick the tube in and it's like, and off it goes?
You got to sit there and listen to that thing clatter and rumble and it digs forever.
No, the tube's too slow. I like the tube.
I love the tube.
It feels like it's from the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Which I thought that's how we were going to be living today. Like I was, you know.
Instead, we're just all walking around with computers in our pockets.
Yeah, that's not the future I wanted. I wanted like you go to the thing and push the button and dinner comes out and, you know, then you're off.
See, I like the drawer because I can sit there and look through the window face to face with the teller rather than having to use a video screen.
Yeah, I like that.
And in the meantime, if you send the thing out and the tube doesn't come back promptly, like, all right, what are you doing in there? They turned up.
Jeff, a text response says you are 100% right. Definitely get out of Jeff's way. I wouldn't even dare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
that. There you go.
I like it. Thanks, Jeff. Very good. 651-461-9226. Enough with perforated cardboard boxes. You can't close them once they're open. I'm looking at you, General Mills. I work in a warehouse. Oh, I know exactly what this texter's talking about.
Really?
So there are cardboard boxes.
I was going to say that seemed oddly specific, but
it's very specific, but there are cardboard boxes now that instead of like them being taped closed where you can kind of fold the things into each other. These are, it's like a fully complete system and you pull the tab.
So kind of like the Amazon package kind of bit?
Or it's perforated where you rip it and then, but then you can't close it because
you can't really reuse it.
You can't reuse it. Very annoying.
That seems ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. That's highly specific too, which is very enjoyable. Keep them coming. 651, lots of good ones on the text line. Send your voice message during this break. Use the Odyssey app.
Drive Time, back with Enough in just a minute. On YouTube, our guy Joe says, I've had enough of people getting worked up over athletes not putting their hand over their heart for the national anthem. Now, Joe says you only do that for the Pledge of Allegiance. Jacob says, U.S. Code 301 says, put your hand over the heart when the anthem is sung. I would say this is not a popular position of mine, so I'm not wedded to this, but I don't believe we need the national anthem at every athletic performance. Maybe you make it Mondays or Saturdays, or maybe you do it for big events, but I do think the sort of purity testing, like, oh, this athlete was doing that, or this person, but stupid. Stupid. That moment does not tell you how much someone loves a country, right? Like, I personally, I respect, I stop what I'm doing. If I'm in a concourse, you try to, you stop. But come on. Enough, I think, is fair. I think that's fair, Dan.
Jason, I've had enough of slow planners.
Oh.
1 week from tomorrow, you and I will be standing on the front porch of the WCCO booth out at the State Fair.
Under that nice new pergola.
And so we're working, well, we won't be under the pergola, but the people will be, and that'll be wonderful for them. But we've been trying, you know, we're setting up the schedule, and we're moving, and we're shaking, and we're getting the people, and we're getting everything lined up. And the number of folks this year, they're like, yeah, we're working on that, we'll get right back to you. You know, it's a week away, folks. Yeah. Let's go. Let's plan this thing. Let's light this candle. Let's go. It's a State Fair. Buckle up. I've had enough of slow planners.
Texter, I've had enough of service providers who have a cancel my service link on your account page, but when you click it, it says call us. I've had enough of the KSDP election polls. So off last week. Primary polls are always tough, for sure. I would say I've had enough of the media reporting a poll number as if it's like a real thing. That's the problem. It's not the poll. Continental Diamond. Time check. I've never had enough of Continental Diamond. You need a luxury pre-owned watch, you deserve it. Get to ContinentalDiamond.com. Henry Lake is ready. He's straight ahead.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.